Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Hakuna Matata. Yeah, it's not the same when you say it yourself. You need some crazy people next to you saying it so you really believe in it. And yes, it's gonna happen soon enough. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. The Lion King is gonna be back on screen, and oh my God, it's gonna be bigger and better, and it's gonna blow your mind away, even though you know it's the same story you saw as a kid or as an adult. Whenever, it doesn't matter, but you're gonna cry again. They have such an incredible voice cast this time, it's not even funny. I don't know how they pulled off such a massive project. Well, for starters, it's Disney. Nobody'll want to turn it down. Anyway, the movie has lions, a meerkat, a warthog, hyenas, the works. I think it's always fascinating to have movies where there are talking animals. You can never be too old for cartoons and animations. And when it's got something as crazy as animals that think and talk and feel like us, it's super weird, but we're all big suckers for it, don't you think? And it's not a recent phenomenon. I'm not entirely sure it's accurate. There could have been movies before that, but the earliest recorded movie with an animal playing a lead role is this one called Rescued by Rover, where this dog helps his master find his missing child. It was directed by Cecil Hepworth in 1905. Man, that was more than a century ago. And I guess he had a tough time convincing other people to be a part of it because he played the role of the master. His real wife played his wife on screen. Their real baby played the missing baby on screen. And their pet dog, their family pet, played their dog on screen. It's not different from Bollywood. They know how to keep things within the family. And once something like this took off, obviously there would never be an end to it. Let's take a look at some other films where animals played a huge role. Or a really important role. Imagine someone shouts, "Ramu," and they tell you that their pet is gonna come running up. You'll expect a dog to appear, right? Or maybe a cat named Ramu. Okay, if they're really into it, maybe a rabbit named Ramu. But Ramu is a freaking elephant in Hathi Mere Sathi. So this movie was very Disney, like back in the day in 1971. Because although it didn't have talking animals, it had animals and lots of drama and lots of song and dance. Very high on emotion. Also, so much going on beneath the surface that you'll probably not know. Like the elephant that played Ramu was actually a female elephant. Why couldn't they just call her Rani and get on with it? For some reason, this movie did very, very well in Russia. And the weird thing about this movie though, it was made first in Tamil in 1967. It was called Deva Chayal and it became a flop. But when it was made in Hindi, it became a hit. So what did they do? Remade it again in Tamil and called it Nalla Neram. All I'm thinking is, how long did they have to be around elephants to make this film? How did those elephants have so much patience? Movies about animals can't have a list without Life of Pi in it. Like all great movies, this one was first a book written by Jan Martel. So this guy named Pasin Molitor Patel gets stranded at sea and manages to survive even after 227 days on a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger named Richard Parker. The movie was supposed to make you think about faith and spirituality and how you react in the face of adversity and everything. But all it had me thinking was, this guy, the protagonist, got to grow up in a zoo. I mean, yeah, they do show us the scary parts where his dad takes him and shows him what a carnivore is capable of doing. But imagine having that versus a dad who worked inside an office. Man, you come back home to a zoo every day. And unlike our lives, the zoo doesn't consist of members of your family. So apparently, the book was rejected by at least 5 publishing houses before one in Canada decided to publish it. I mean, it's Canada. They can't say no. They don't know how to. But they probably did the whole world a favor this time. One of the most dramatic films in Bollywood. And that's saying something because every Bollywood movie has drama. This one just had way too much. Hum Aapke Hain Kaun has a whole bunch of people. 2 of them getting married, then their siblings, then 2 sets of families, some unnecessary friends and extended relatives. Just way too many people for you to keep track of in one movie. But like all this wasn't enough, they added a dog also. If you've seen this movie, you cannot forget Tuffy. Because has anyone ever met a helpful Pomeranian in real life? All the ones I've seen just love yelling their head off. But forget delivering letters. They won't even have the decency to turn away if you catch them staring at you. I've only ever seen annoying palms, but it's Bollywood. So they turned this one into a hero. This toughy could play cricket, could watch over a baby, and in the end, also knew whose hands the letter should go to. Anyway, this toughy must have done some things right because after the shoot was done, he was adopted by Madhuri Dixit. I'm just disappointed she didn't put up any videos of him dancing. What's better than having talking animals or making movies about pets who belong to humans? Take a human and put him where the animals usually are. The Jungle Book was too much fun to be just a book, so it became a movie. Wait, why wouldn't they call it the Jungle Movie? Why is it still called the Jungle Book? We'll never know, but it's a really beautiful story where a boy is not a boy, he's a man cub. And there are all sorts of animals with all sorts of quirks. There are vultures that will break into song with you. There are panthers that want to protect you. Bears that are like that one friend in the group who always has the worst ideas but you go along with anyway. Jon Favreau directed the live action remake in 2016. And he's the one who's also directed the new Lion King that's coming out. So we don't know what exactly it is that Jon Favreau did right. But he managed to get a job that would allow him to watch Disney movies all day. Okay then. Not really the ideal time to talk about it because the whole world seems to be burning. But Ice Age had to make it to the list. It's got a whole bunch of movies in the series, but I gotta be honest, the quality of the movies kept dropping with each sequel, I think. They really had us with the first two for sure because it was so novel, very new. And it's animals who are dealing with problems that humans could never deal with, like global warming and dinosaurs chasing them and crazy sea creatures breaking out of the ice and all. But this series still has a separate fan base because the characters each have a personality. They're well thought out and they're also voiced by some really kick-ass actors. They got Ray Romano to voice Manny the Mammoth. Queen Latifah voices his girlfriend slash wife Ellie. Jack Black and Jennifer Lopez and Jay Leno also voice some of the characters in some of the editions. The animation didn't get any better with each movie, but when you see the problems these animals are facing, you'll actually want to do something about global warming. Probably the most adorable action movie ever, Kung Fu Panda features Po the Panda in the lead role. He's this chubby little panda who's really cute, ends up saving the day with his friends, but he's not an angry young panda or something. He can make you laugh, he can be really dumb, he can believe that his dad is a bird. I don't know, this movie just worked. It's crazy how they brought in elements that major movies bring, like having a Star Wars-like mentor in Master Oogway and going into the afterlife and all. And it's not just one character, right? There's a snow leopard, a tigress, a viper, a monkey, a freaking mantis who can do kung fu. If animals doing kung fu can't win you over, I don't know what can. I know this movie is supposed to be really sendy and all, but I think it's also a little funny. Teri Meherbaniya is about a dog who goes about avenging the death of his master. I mean, how much more Bollywood can it get? And because revenge drama wasn't enough, they also added some songs that the master sang for his dog. That's not even the craziest bit. I think there are scenes where they try to make the dog cry. No kidding. Poor dog, man. I wonder what a day on set looked like for it, randomly making it cry on some days and all. And you know how they show flashbacks in Bollywood movies usually? They show flashbacks from the dog's perspective in this one. The dog was probably thinking of all the times it didn't have to face a camera in its past. Madagascar is a crazy, fun, insane adventure from the word go. There's not a single boring moment. And it made us realize that tame animals in the wild would be as clueless as wild animals in the city. It had a great premise though. A lion was gonna go back home to where it originally came from. Wait, isn't that sort of like the Lion King, except this time the lion was in a zoo? We'll take it, I guess. This lion has the most fun bunch of friends you could ever ask for. And just like real life groups, two members of this group start dating each other. A hippo and a giraffe are into each other. If they crossbreed, what would their offspring be called? A giraffe? A gippo? Oh, and Madagascar also has this really wild bunch of unruly lemurs. Oh god, man, they're so much fun getting up to all sorts of antics. But it never feels like there are too many characters, even if there's a whole forest load of them. We'll take whatever they give us. If you can look at cat videos all day and go all aww when you see puppies and kittens on Instagram, there's no way your brain will rest until you've seen the new Lion King. some decisions are just out of your control. And as long as no animals are harmed during the making of films, we cannot have enough of them. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.